Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week. Hold it down with my cho.
Yo, minasan, it's Manga Sensei. What's going on? Welcome to another episode of the Learn Japanese Manga Sensei podcast. If this is your first time, welcome to the most amazing podcast of your life. Today we're talking about the amazing use of koto and mono, two of the things we've talked about previously, but I kind of want to put a nice little bow on it before I move on to other grammar points, because I think these are so necessary for good, fluent Japanese that I was willing to spend four episodes on them, and I want to make sure this looks really, really pretty when I finish it up. Also, make sure to follow me on Instagram if you aren't following me on there yet. That is my personal Instagram that I use and connect with people. You can see it every single day, 60-second Japanese lessons at The Manga Sensei. The Manga Sensei is me. I'll hook you up there and you can always ask me questions and I personally respond to those. It's not my secretary. It's not anybody else. It's always me. With that though, I wanted to talk a little bit about koto and mono. So as we've spoken, koto and mono are things. One of them is a physical, tangible thing. Mono and koto is an idea, an intangible thing. However, these two grammar points in of themselves do some amazing things. You can create conceptual ideas or things that don't exist with these things. Often when you try to explain something in a foreign language, there are going to be words that you don't know. And you can, of course, centrilocute. You can go around those words. You can use your other words to explain what you're trying to say. However, the great thing about koto and mono is you can also come with extremely abstract thoughts. This is good for advanced Japanese as it is for beginner Japanese. For beginner Japanese, you can find those words. For advanced Japanese, you can take this and say, mainichi nihongo hanaseru koto, the thing of where I speak Japanese every day. And then you can turn that into an object, a direct object with wo. So mainichi nihongo hanaseru koto wo. And then I can talk about how I want to improve it. Kaizen shinai to ikenai nde. I need to improve the thing of where I speak Japanese every day. And that's an actual sentence. I can talk about conceptual ideas. And this becomes extremely important when you try to actually have deep, decent conversations with people that go beyond what their hobbies are. Or if they have a hobby or a bukkatsu or a club or something they're part of that's hard to explain, you can use koto to explain it as well. But the great thing about this is there is a lot of freedom and a lot of creative power that go into these two individualized grammar points. Knowing that whatever you put before koto is modifying this concept, this intangible thing, or anything that goes before mono, as long as it's put into base 3 or base 7, u or base ta, right? Those are the two bases. You can explain these very, very abstract and even convoluted ideas. When I was first in Japan, I was often talking to people about religion as an LDS missionary, and I had to explain these very strange concepts, and this is one of the best grammar points that helped me. But whether you're talking about God, or whether you're talking about politics, or whether you're simply talking about how you feel about someone, this is a great grammar point for you. You can use it to level up your Japanese. I recommend it wholly. But the only way you're going to get there is by making mistakes. Make sure to make those mistakes. Try out this Japanese. Try out koto. Try out mono. If you don't fully understand them yet, go make sure you go back, listen to the podcasts again, check them out on Discover Nihongo, and I will be back tomorrow, as always, to break down the world's best language. Until then, jane. Hey Mina, before you head off, can you quickly jump over to my website, manga-sensei.com? Sign up there so you can read my weekly Japanese comic for free once a week. It comes out every single Monday. We have a professional manga artist on staff here at Manga Sensei, and we draw this comic for you. So make sure to go check it out and improve your Japanese through manga through manga sensei. Is that repetitive? I don't know. Chamina.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.